Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here in less than an hour at 9, and we will talk all things Celtics. And then at 9:30 or thereabouts, we'll play your Hill Notes back. Go to the app, the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. If that's how you listen to us normally, then you're already there. And just leave a voice note on any topic. The P-poor performance of the Boston Bruins, or the sourdough bread tile dysfunction that I'm suffering from, or whatever. Leave a Hill note. We'll play him back tomorrow. Mike Milbury at 9, and on Friday, I believe I will be able to announce at least 2. Snow shows for this upcoming snow show season. So be here for that on Friday. Bill O'Brien tomorrow at 7. Also, right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
This one's interesting. President Biden has released 11 Yemeni detainees with suspected Al-Qaeda ties from Guantanamo Bay.
Oh.
This includes 2 alleged former bin Laden bodyguards.
Oh. We're just releasing them?
Yeah.
I see.
The Department of Defense released a statement that read, although different processes, each of these Yemeni detainees underwent a thorough interagency review by career professionals who unanimously determined all detainees as transfer eligible.
So this is just kind of like the final days, like the last things that he's going to do is let these guys out of Guantanamo Bay.
But
it's not him that I'm concerned about because he doesn't know where he is.
Like, but I will say this is why you don't oftentimes in this business. They don't give radio show hosts a last show.
Right.
You know what I mean, Curtis?
No, I am certain I will not have one, whatever that day is.
But go ahead. Anyway.
One of the detainees, his name is Moth Hamza Ahmed Al-Alwi, an alleged Al-Qaeda fighter and bodyguard for Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. He's scared some, as an unclassified 2016 U.S. intelligence file on him warns that, quote, he has made several statements since early 2016 that suggest he maintains an extremist mindset.
Yeah, sure,
and now he's just out again.
Right, yep. So they're just going to let him go and see what he can do to America again.
He was in charge of protecting the biggest criminal in the history of American life, and now he's just free to go. What do we think he's going to do?
Yeah, right. And they'll go, oh, damn, you know what? 5 years from now, go, yeah, we probably shouldn't have let him out.
Yeah.
A good idea.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Trump spoke yesterday about trying to buy Greenland.
Oh, I like this idea.
Yeah. He was asked if he would rule out using military force to get Greenland and the Panama Canal.
Uh-huh.
Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Greenland and the Panama Canal, so forth. Can you assure the world that as you try to get control of these areas, you are not going to use military or economic coercion?
No.
Well, we need Greenland for
national security purposes. You look outside, you have China ships all over the place. You have Russian ships all over the place. We're not letting that happen.
Now, how much would it cost? Can you finance it? Like, can you get a mortgage on Greenland?
I bet you probably
Greenland
could.
Greenland is saying they are not for sale.
Oh, they're not for sale.
Everybody says that, Courtney.
Yeah, right.
They're not for sale.
Every man has a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Gerard Mayo was safe.
Would there be an NFL franchise in Greenland if we were able to purchase it?
That'd be cool. Interesting.
Would they be like Canada? Would they be the 52nd U.S.
That'd probably just be a territory.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not a bad idea. We have a lot of military bases over there that are already there. They are mineral rich, and so we could tap into the uranium and other things over there. Then we wouldn't have to buy it from China. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I like it.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's
Why
go
not?
On a spending spree. Yeah. Let's see how many countries would sell if we would offer them a bag of cash with you. Yeah. Why not?
And we are just about two weeks out before he becomes the next president.
It's like Monopoly.
Could we buy like something a little warmer, like St. Barth's or something like that, or Ibiza? Could we buy some place like that?
Ibiza, the new place that Below Deck is chartering boats this season. Yeah, it's Ibiza.
By the way, if Greenland becomes a part of the United States, does that mean the Odyssey app would work there?
Yeah.
Oh, Curtis, someone upset with you in the Twitch chat right now, saying this show is definitely not the most streamed on Odyssey, maybe just in Boston.
I'm so sorry.
I just want to let you know.
Who was it? Expert?
X-Flash something.
Is an expert on things that they don't know anything about.
Then what is the most streamed show?
I would say clearly this gentleman or woman doesn't know, but thank you for adding 2 hours streaming for January by watching us right now.
Yes.
Listen, we'll any kind of little victory, we will take it. And Ken says the company says the most streamed show in November out of the 500 radio stations, then we're happy.
Yeah.
And we're thankful.
Grateful.
Thankful to you.
And we're blessed. And we know that we have a lot of listeners, streamers in Florida. So let's head there next.
Okay.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A video has gone viral in Sarasota of Sophia Ross. She's a 22-year-old Hooters waitress, and she was pulled over and unfortunately seemed like she was driving under the influence. So she tried to get herself out of a Dewey by flirting with the police officer.
Did it work?
It did not.
It didn't.
It did not work.
And she shot a shot.
She was a Hooters waitress.
Hooters waitress in her uniform.
In uniform.
Wow. Okay. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the body cam footage, and we have a bit of the interaction.
Okay.
We're gonna make out here.
Okay.
Gonna make out here.
No, we are not.
Here, turn off the lights. Turn off the lights.
All right.
I gotta pee, bro.
I know.
Bro, I gotta pee.
Okay, do you wanna try this first exercise for me?
I will do anything for you, Daddy.
Alright, can you put your feet together?
Put my feet together.
And your hands on your side.
Whatever you say, Daddy.
Okay. Are you wearing contacts right now?
Are you wearing contacts right now?
No, I'm wearing glasses. Hey, Sophia.
I swear to God, I'm wearing contacts.
Like 2 seconds.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
She was charged with a DUI. She pled not guilty. Right. She has a pre-trial hearing tomorrow.
She should have took the Hooters warm-up off.
She did. She pulled it up.
Okay.
She pulls it up.
Yeah, because she has the Hooters sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
Okay. Did she go somewhere else after work, or were they the customers buying her a drink?
Probably.
A bit of both. Yeah.
She seemed sauced. Science has determined the average penis size in the world. U.S. not looking great. And before anybody says, well, maybe we're growers and not showers, they're talking about erect penis.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Are we in the top 10 at least?
Top 10. We didn't even crack top 60.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
This is awful for America.
Yes.
Never mind Greenland. We have to make the penis great again.
Yeah, we do. Average penis length erect in the U.S., 5.5 inches. Now, that's slightly higher than the global average.
Mm-hmm.
What's the global average? It's higher than the global average?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
But that puts us at 68 in the world.
Oh, come on. At least be one more. It'd be better.
Yes. 68.
We're number 68 in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So
that's embarrassing.
Not even top 50.
No, it's bad. Sudan and the Democratic Republic of the Congo earned the top spots for penile length.
Oh,
I was wondering, Greg, yesterday I was in the office.
Yeah.
Courtney was begging Ken for a roadshow in Sudan.
So where do they rank?
Oh, well, their average erect penile length is 7.07 inches and 7.05 inches, respectively.
Jeez, they got a couple inches on us.
Yeah, yes. Ecuador came in third at 6.93 inches.
Jeepers.
Okay, we get to the back end. I want to hear this.
Yeah, so Thailand, North Korea, and Cambodia took the bottom three spots.
Wow.
3.72. 3.78 and 3.88.
So you're saying that Kim Jong-un is hung like a gerbil?
Which is shocking, I'm sure.
That explains
might
a lot.
Might be overcompensating
a
bit.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, so.
We feel like we have to take Africa out of the equation.
I mean
we are getting dominated.
We've got to get back to the top. I mean, this is America for years.
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
Yeah.
Like, really? 7 inches is...
That's nuts.
I mean, I don't know if I would enjoy that.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much.
To each their own.
To each their own.
But
be careful, Courtney.
I am.
Listen, you're not doing Santo any favors
right now. Santo is well endowed.
This is worse than the breath.
No, yes, be
no,
careful.
Santo,
poor guy.
Santo's well endowed.
No, I don't think so. Based on what you just said.
He is.
Surprised with the size.
Be very careful.
God, the poor.
I got a little African blood running through me. I don't think it's Sudan.
Jeez.
Maybe the Congo.
God.
Yeah, be careful.
Santo is well above average, folks. Don't worry.
Well above average would put him in the 7-inch range.
No, that is extreme. Moving on.
It's going to be a lot of people measuring later on.
Is that it news-wise?
There's one more, if I may.
Yes.
People are up in arms because a tattoo artist in Arizona gave a 9-year-old girl a tattoo.
What?
She came in with her parents, and in Arizona, it is legal for a child to get a tattoo with parental consent.
What?
Now, she came in wanting a neck tattoo of Donald Trump.
Oh, of course.
There's your answer.
The tattoo artist.
Wait a minute. So the parents said it was okay?
Yeah.
Oh, there's your answer.
I mean, would you let your 9-year-old get it?
No.
No.
16 is the age. You know, 16 is where, and when I got my first tattoo, I was like maybe 15 or 16. My mother said, if you can pay for it, you can get it.
Yeah.
But 9 years old, I mean.
Do you regret getting any of them?
No. I knew what I was getting. I love tattoos, but 9 years old, that's a little bit.
Greg,
and she wanted a neck tat.
Well, and the tattoo artist did talk her out of it. As you could see in the video, she ended up getting an American flag on her arm.
Did you guys like James's MAGA on his shoulder? Did you like that?
James should get a teardrop.
Yeah, I think you should. Like, it should be 18, like, to make the decision. I mean, I don't know.
Like I said,
I guess if you get your parents' permission.
Yeah, at 16, I mean. But this is what I've told you. There are some people that, you know, when it comes, they're questionable about having pets. There's some people that should be questioned when having kids. The fact that you're a grown-ass adult and you're like, okay, you know what? If my 9-year-old wants a tattoo, let's take her or him to a tattoo parlor.
Well, would you like to hear from one of the parents who spoke to KTVK?
Yes.
I think if you let your teenagers do what they want, they slow it down on it quicker. If you tell them they can't, they're going to find a way and they're going to do it 3 times.
Oh, God.
All right, that's that thought process.
She's not a teenager. She's 9. Right.
Also, Santo has now texted.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, poor Santo.
Thanks for telling everyone I have a small D. Appreciate that. I did not.
Oh.
I did not.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
Santo got a Thailand penis?
He does. No. All I was saying.
You said it, Courtney.
No, that's not what I said.
Not only does he have bad breath, but he has a small.
He has great breath and he has a very large penis.
No, it's too late. You can't walk it back.
I'm not walking it back.
You already said it.
By the way, Santo. Just to save Santo briefly, you just mentioned animals being if you have a dog or any animal and they are tied up outside in this weather, you should go to jail. Do not leave your animals outside when it's 0 degrees.
Too cold.
God, yeah, it is awful when people do that.
But can my 9-year-old get a tattoo of Trump on his forehead? I believe he can.
If he doesn't, he's going to get three.
If he don't do it, that is nuts, though. Pretty cool little tattoo, but, I mean, maybe wait till you're 16.
Who would have ever thought when he comes to road shows, and he frequently does, and I love it about him, that Santo would be begging people to make fun of him for his breath.
And not for
something else.
I guess it's kind of a win for him, because now they won't make fun of his breath.
Right. They shouldn't be making fun of either.
What name? Sandro? I'm going to have to talk to him.
Now we know Sandro got a little penis.
No, he doesn't.
You said it.
I think it's actually probably the biggest I've ever seen.
Okay.
Courtney's trying.
I'm not trying. And sometimes when
you
he's
sound
wearing,
like Robert Kraft.
Sometimes when Rod he's wearing,
he's gonna be a great coach in the NFL.
Sometimes when he's wearing specific pants, you all can see it too. All right. Okay.
Courtney's back on her white sweatpants. Crap.
You know what you're gonna have to do? Run a nice bath for Santo, and then take a picture. Maybe he'll have a
no water. That'll make things worse.
No, you have a little slip. Remember how she had the nip slip? Now maybe you have the D slip.
Ricky, by the end of the show, Courtney's gonna have Santo as bigger than Bolo.
Gosh.
Come on. Right. You said it, Courtney.
I didn't say anything about him. I just said, wow, 7 inches.
Courtney turned in the mail real quick. You said it, not me.
Walk it back Monday.
God. All right.
Courtney, great job in the news
good
today.
Job.
Unbelievable. Mego coming up at 9. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bruins get shut out on home ice as the Oilers get the win 4-0. Jeremy Swayman had 32 saves in the loss. The Celtics, however, get a win in Denver, beating the Nuggets 118-106. Jokic and Gordon didn't play in this one. The Seas end their road trip 3-1. There was a firing in Las Vegas. The Raiders have fired Antonio Pierce after just one full season as the head coach. Pierce took over as the interim head coach in 2023. So yesterday, the Patriots announced they had completed head coaching interviews with both Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. Sources are saying they plan to interview Mike Vrabel tomorrow. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. I love my husband. And here's Curtis with your weather.
Santo is the greatest. I love him. It feels like 4. It'll be about 12 this afternoon.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bert Breer, like Sean, a little ornery in his case over the what he calls the sham that is the interview process that the New England Patriots are going through. I guess if you're somebody who believes they have their sights set on Mike Vrabel or a deal is already done.
Was it a sham that they didn't interview? Did Bert Breer complain when Jerod Mayo was hired?
I don't think so.
And they didn't interview a single candidate.
No.
And they hired Jerod Mayo. I don't recall Bert Breer going on that soapbox in a diatribe against the organization for not having a real thorough coaching search.
I look at it like this. You're the owner of an NFL team. You should be able to hire whoever the hell you want. If you want to hire your best friend.
Do you feel like that applies to any business?
Yeah,
like, so
any business. I don't care. You want to hire your best friend who has no experience, then that's on you because, you know, maybe it'll show because the person's not qualified enough or, you know, it might hurt your business more than anything else. You know, you want to hire your kid? You could do that. You own a team. You own a business. So be it. Who are you to tell me who I need to hire? That's the way I look at it. This is my business. I want to do whatever I want to do with it.
Yeah.
If I want to hire all my kids to do it and they don't have zero experience, so be it.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like you gave Gerard Mayo a shot,
mm-hmm.
and that was going internally. That mm-hmm. didn't work. And so you're the New England Patriots. I believe you remain a destination that a lot of head coaches would desire.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to make sure that you're doing your due diligence in interviewing every. I'm a Vrabel fan. Like I've been from the start. I wanted Mike Vrabel, but I think you kind of owe it to yourself to at least wait on Ben Johnson.
Vrabel's your guy?
Just because you haven't. Curtis pointed it out. You've hired 3 coaches in the last 30 years. Like you don't know necessarily what's out there and what might be. Mike Vrabel to me is a great pick. I love it. I think he hits the ground running and he's the guy. But I don't know if they're are they making a mistake by just jumping to Mike Vrabel because of the ties that he has to the organization?
Well, if they're doing that, they're lying again because Kraft went and told media fans that they were going to interview a lot of people. But could you just remind us what you were whispered to in Nashville on your way back when there was a coaching change possibly happening here again? Like, was there interest for Vrabel back then?
Yes. I don't want to start off by revealing things.
Well, you've talked about it on the show before. I'm not saying he said it. I'm just saying you were whispered to.
I think he suggested that I'll say it in a way that might not get me in trouble with him when we do Mondays with Mike. He wanted to be here, Curtis, because he liked this destination because because of the money that the ownership had.
Right.
Am I right
there was
about
a
that?
Certain player we were discussing, and yes. he said, well, if the Patriots want him, they may have more resources to get it
Correct.
Done.
Correct. And more resources than
clearly,
I had.
Clearly, Mike Vrabel hasn't been doing his research. Because Curtis put up a graphic yesterday about how this team doesn't spend no money. Right. So, yeah, they might have money, Mike, but guess what? They're very tight when it comes to their wallets, whereas in Vegas with Brady, we already know Brady is a super competitor, so he's not going to want a losing product out there. He might be willing to spend the money to go out and get those guys and tell Mike, hey, listen, you come here. We're going to open up our checkbook. We're going to go out and get the best players. We'll do everything in our power to help you be successful. And, Mike, guess what? You and me will be basically what you see with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. We'll be tied at the hip. And our owner will leave us alone. Where if you go to New England, you're going to maybe have to work with somebody you don't have a great relationship with. And ownership is going to want some input into what's going on and how much money's being spent. So if you're Vrabel, I asked the room this question. If you are Mike Vrabel, knowing all this, knowing how much it costs to live in Vegas versus how much it costs to live in Massachusetts, you take that all into consideration, where would you go?
I would go where Drake May is.
I would go wherever Tom is. Not
yeah,
a surprise.
I'd go
you
with
would?
Tom.
I mean, not really, but yes.
I mean,
here's the thing that
see where like the Vegas part of it, like what it costs to live there.
Ugh, I would never want to live there.
What the weather is like, what all those things.
Part of it. If they're willing to give them $10 million,
it's not a part of it.
And New England's only willing to give them $6 million.
Part of it. I don't think Mike Vrabel cares about that in the least.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Vegas. I don't know anything about it, but I think Wiggy is hitting on something that's important, and that is. The Krafts walk around believing that the fan base is incredibly grateful for the 6 championships. But today, on January 8th, 2025, if you asked a Patriots fan, they would say it's Bill, Tom, in whatever order, and that's it. Like, the fan base no longer believes the Krafts are the reason they won. They view them as the reason the winning stopped. And so that disconnect doesn't exist with the Celtics and Wick and his fan base. It exists with this ownership and the Patriots fans for the biggest time since they purchased the team. And I don't think they act or feel or understand just how deep that feeling is. Like, I don't know if they accept it. Because we kept saying, right, Greg, every offseason, Wiggy, Ken, Courtney, we'd all say, they need to spend, right? Like, they lost Bill Belichick. Kraft has to spend to make it seem, even if it wasn't, that it was Bill not spending. And they haven't spent year after year after year. They didn't invest around Gerard Mayo, a guy Robert Kraft would have you believe is his sixth son. So why do we believe all of a sudden they're going to invest?
And let me ask.
Well, the only reason that I believe it is because I feel like Mike Vrabel, and I don't feel the same way about Ben Johnson or anybody else, Mike Vrabel has the leverage. Like, Mike Vrabel, he now has, you know, he had the leverage of the Jets being interested, and you don't want him coaching in your division, I guess, if you're Robert Kraft. Now he has the leverage of Tom Brady and his relationship there and that job opening. So he can say, listen, I'm not doing this unless you agree, A, I get my guy as the GM, and B, you commit to spending legitimate money.
Yeah. And who's more likely to do that? The Vegas owner with Brady or the Krafts?
I think the Krafts have to. They have no choice.
They haven't. They didn't do it with the greatest quarterback and coach.
But they didn't have to do it when they had Tom Brady.
But why didn't they do it last offseason?
Right.
Why didn't they spend?
There's no excuse and no explanation.
So
for
that's
that.
All. That's all I'm saying. You may be right, Greg. They may spend, and I might be wrong or whatever. But if we're judging them based on how they
have Drake May last going into last season, they didn't have Drake May, so they didn't have what everybody thinks is a transitional franchise quarterback. So I mean,
are they going to pay Mike Vrabel $10+ million a year?
They're going to have to.
I didn't ask if they were going to have to.
Why do you,
do you believe they are?
Why do you think they got what you call these two sham interviews out of the way yesterday?
Right.
Before the ink was dry, before Gerard Mayo cleaned out his office, if they're not going to hire Mike Vrabel and give him what he wants.
So then my thing is this, then Friday.
Because otherwise you wait. You wait till you can interview Ben Johnson.
Right, so that's my point. So Friday morning, there should be news breaking Friday morning that the Patriots are going to hire Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, it should be, I would think, Friday morning, yes.
Because I wouldn't even let Vegas in.
Have they interviewed enough people, though, for what Robert Kraft told everybody they were going to do to actually do it? Like, is three people enough?
But do we believe that
it'll be four people?
But that's the issue, though. When Robert Kraft needs to stop saying things if he's not going to follow through, because I think he's lost a lot of trust when it comes to the fans. So if he's going to go in front of the media and say, we're going to interview a lot of people.
We're doing a nationwide search.
He should be following through with that.
But they are going to interview several people.
Can I just say something looking at Twitch and text right now?
Yeah.
Is it 7 inches? Like this? I'm a size 7 foot. Is it that 7 inches?
No.
What is...
No.
Like your foot size, your shoe size is not how many inches.
That's why women's feet and men's feet are different size charts.
Like I am
Just based on inches.
I don't want to reveal anything on air. I'm a size 11 foot.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I'm not packing 11
this
inches.
This is probably about six and a half inches.
Yeah, for those who are listening... You're holding a pen up.
I'm not holding something else out and telling
Courtney what.
I'm holding a pen up.
Because I thought like this was like 7 inches.
My lord.
In that,
wow.
How are you just trying to make Santo
feel
better?
Like a foot. Honestly.
You don't have to make him feel better.
It's unbelievable.
Stop. We can see right through it. We can see right through it. It's a nice thing. Honestly, Courtney, it's a nice thing to do.
I thought we were talking about meters.
You don't have to do it.
No, I'm trying to understand why Santo's mad at me right now. And I'm looking around at objects in front of me. And I'm trying to figure out
He's mad at you because you said on air that he has a micropenis.
No, I didn't.
That's why he's mad at you.
Oh, my God. You're putting words in my mouth now, and you're not helping the situation.
So in the U.S., a 7 shoe is 9 inches long.
A 7 shoe. A woman's 7 is 9 inches?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Is that a woman's 7 or a men's 7?
Oh, this is a men's shoe chart. Sorry.
So then
A woman 7 would be slightly smaller, so probably closer to 8 inches.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't really that far off. Thank you.
No. Is he upset?
I mean, I would be.
Thanks, Wiggy. You're great.
I would be very upset.
9.5 inches is a 7 female shoe.
Nine and a half.
Okay. I see you reading text messages.
Yeah, he's not happy with me. Mm-mm. And I was just trying to react to a story, and I shouldn't have brought, or I didn't even bring him into this. You did.
Yeah. So the length
also,
of
a- when Curtis said we were going to get snow on Saturday, and you said it was going to be a dusting to Santo, like, I thought like that was so inappropriate.
The length of an iPhone.
By the way, if you want to leave a voice memo about anything on the show today, go to the Odyssey app. Right. WEI.
We should skip today.
Boom.
So click on
the microphone. Yeah, we're going to play those back at 9:30. Leave them now.
So for Courtney to understand, the length of an iPhone, iPhone Max, 6 inches.
Okay.
That's the length. Okay. So 6 inches. Yeah. So 7 inches would probably be about like that. No. And you're saying Santo, that's massive. So that might tell me Santo's probably more along the lines of that?
No. I think the more you're talking, I think you're along the lines of that.
No, I'm asking. You're the one who said it, not me.
I didn't say it.
You, Greg.
Well, we know about Wiggy because he always has to buy a bigger truck.
Listen, right. I don't
like,
need to
you
brag.
You always have to buy a
I don't
giant
need to brag
truck.
Because remember, that's, what do they say? It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, okay.
You're the one who brought it up, not me.
I was just trying to say that the Congo seemed to have big penises.
Save that.
Save all these drops.
And then all of a sudden you guys are like, "Woo! What about Santo?"
You're like,
like,
you're the one that said 7 inches seems massive.
Right.
Because I thought this was 7 inches.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice try.
And I wasn't that far off with my foot.
Stop it. So if 7 inches is massive, then that means 4 inches is normal. For you.
I mean, are you happy with everything?
Yes.
Okay, well then don't worry about it.
Well, I'm upset because now he's upset.
Oh. Well, you said he's got a little winky dinky.
Oh my God.
And we were just talking about frozen penis. Can you imagine him in the cold?
Honestly, just do what everybody else does. Turn the lights off.
Oh, no, we like to keep the lights on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
Yeah.
Like, really? 7 inches is...
That's nuts.
Okay, I did it to myself with the help of Wiggy.
You know, why you always just say
because you love to just dig it deeper.
You were like, God,
whoa,
no,
on this topic.
Did she not? Chime, you had the. You were like, that's
okay. Let's
massive.
Not. We're done.
And then poor Santa was like, "Damn, Courtney, you're telling everybody." He's the one who said you told everybody you got a little penis, right?
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though. Yeah. Okay, this is fun. Uh-huh. I'm glad his aunt, mom are all listening.
Oh, my
good morning,
hurts.
Dad.
Poor Santa. I feel bad for the kid.
As a texter points out, it's a long trip to Ireland in a rowboat.
He's an Italian stallion, and it doesn't matter what all you guys think.
All right, we have got
Santo.
To take a break. See what happened? We were talking sports, and then you veered us off in
get the
a different direction.
Talk.
But yes, we will play your Hill Notes back at 9:30, 9:20.
On whatever
so
topic
morning.
You wish to.
Any topic you want.
I can't wait to
do a lot of sourdough. Greg's doing sourdough.
I took a lot of abuse on the sourdough yesterday. We're on to something else.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And Mego will be with us at 9, and we will talk Celtics. Mego in here in about 10 minutes, and we will talk Celtics after a win. This is Ray from Boston. Hi, Ray.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I got to get at Curtis here. He's sitting here saying, why aren't the Crafts spending? They're not going to spend because they never have. Well, they didn't have to spend because Brady and Belichick were here. And they didn't have to spend because fans were still coming to New England. I don't know if you watched that last game, but it was about 50% empty there, 45% empty. That's a lot of beers not getting sold. That's a lot of hot dogs not getting sold. That's a lot of merchandise not getting sold. So if they want to keep their investment upright and, gee, I don't know, not get their games blacked out, they need to spend some money.
Hey, Ray, can you take a breath for me? Ray, take a breath. Ray, take a breath. So the last game last season, not this season, when Bill's final game that he coached with the face mask on, probably 20% full in that stadium. They won 4 games. The ratings were way down. Belichick left. Mayo was hired. Kraft's entire legacy was going to be judged in how he rebuilt after Bill Belichick left. He didn't spend a dime, brought in a coach with no experience, and gave him a crappy staff. Why should I expect things to change, Ray?
Because all these people care about the Crafts is bottom line,
right.
Is money. One game a season turns into two games a season. Two games a season turns into three games a season. All of a sudden, that 10% that 10% profit margin starts shrinking down. That hall stops getting used. Those vendors don't need to bring in as much beer. That's the only thing these people care about.
Right, watch and they, those metrics year. Were all down in 2023, big time.
Exactly. So if you say, oh, why would they spend money? Look how selfish they are. There's your point. Guaranteed, all of a sudden this year, they're spending money. And then oh, well, why not with Brady? Why not with Belichick? Because all they care about is themselves and their money. It's an investment for them. They don't care about football. They don't care about us.
Well, right. I don't know why you're mad at me. I feel that they should spend, but I'm no longer giving them the benefit of the doubt that they will, because year after year, Ken and I did a show the Saturday after the wild card debacle in Buffalo.
Yes.
And we said, unbelievable, they're back. They took a year detour. They have the quarterback. They got to the playoffs. Now they need to spend. Look at what Diggs did to Josh Allen. They need to put weapons around Mac Jones. And since that point, they've done nothing but allow the team to erode.
And it's interesting? Similar position to Red Sox, but Vrabel is their Juan Soto.
By the way, we will be joined at 9:40 this morning by Boston Red Sox pitcher Liam Hendricks.
Oh, okay.
Friend of show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great guy.
He's the best.
And Fenway Fest is Saturday, Curtis, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and so you will be there. Ken will be there. You're doing your show there, and we'll talk to Liam Hendricks about that and this offseason and all of that stuff before we get out of here at 9:40 this morning.
So if they hire Vrabel, doesn't all of all this other stuff goes away?
People, I don't think so.
See, I think it does. I think people are going to be extremely excited. They finally, we got a coach who's been to, Vrabel went to an AFC championship, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Been to an AFC championship. We know the guy. Like, I think that's their Juan Soto of football. Now, granted, then the offseason has to pick up and everything, but that will get everybody's mind and attention off of the Mayo, the Kraft spending money, all this other stuff.
No, they have to spend.
I don't think there's any way that they cannot spend around Drake May this season and expect that the fans are not going to be pissed.
I agree with you.
I don't think they're dumb.
Right, but don't you think
they may be cheap, but I don't think they're dumb.
And I agree with you, but don't you think the first step by hiring Vrabel now just turns it like it's all positive? Now the excitement is going to be, oh, they hired Vrabel? Now they're going to spend. So our expectations are going to be like, okay, offseason, let's go. Because Vrabel's not going to allow them to not spend.
Yeah. But then, I mean, you can be in a situation where you say it and you could, like, you brought up the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox have yet really this season to spend.
Right.
This offseason.
Right.
They've spent, what, $30 million? Like, you look at those two deals, they were willing to do the trade.
Right. What you think they're going to spend for that kid in the future.
Like, you're willing to do the crochet deal, get that deal done, that's great. But you've yet to spend big.
Right. But I think by them doing that crochet deal, it kind of took people's attention a little bit off of them not spending, because everybody's expectations are you might have a legit Cy Young pitcher here.
Well, and now everybody's going to say they're going to give him a pass because they're going to wait for Vladdy and for Vladdy next season, and we're going to pay Vladdy next season, and he wants to come here and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Vrabel's a Band-Aid, but come next preseason, if they haven't spent, nobody's going to care that Vrabel is the new head coach if they have that same roster going out there. That's going to be the issue.
But they won't have the same roster, right?
But the Crafts need to go above and beyond for putting people around Drake May, because just because you have a new head coach, I don't necessarily think that's going to give them a bunch more wins with a roster like they have this
year. See, I'm kind of caught in two worlds here.
Oh, no.
I feel like the Vrabel, does it make them want to spend, or do they feel like by Vrabel coming here, he's good enough that they can spend a little bit and people will be excited because it's Vrabel? Or if they go the Ben Johnson route, they don't get the Vrabel-like kind of excitement, and then they have to spend.
I think what they did when they fired Patricia and Judge and brought in Bill O'Brien, they said, well, we got this from Mac with two coaches who don't know a damn thing about offense. Billy O will bring him to this level. And that taught them the lesson that, well, hopefully, you can't just bring in a coach and expect him to elevate the players. They have to elevate this roster. It is so bad, Wiggy. It's the worst in the NFL.
And I agree with you, but I'm just saying they elevate it, but maybe they don't go above and beyond to elevate it because you have the Vrabel excitement, which I think is going to be kind of similar to what Chargers fans saw with Harbaugh.
All right, Mike Vrabel interviewing here tomorrow, it appears. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will talk with Mego about the Celtics next.